بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman. Wrath of Allah. Have you not considered those who take for confidence and guardians a people whom Allah has condemned to punishment? They are neither of you, O believers, nor of the others whom they take for confidence and guardians. They swear to a lie that they are of you, while they know it to be a lie. Thinking points. This verse and those which follow reveal some of the conspiracies of the hypocrites and introduce them to the Muslims with some of their signs. Now, the mention of this topic after the verses of the private conversations, Najwa, may be due to the fact that within the people who used to engage in the private conversations with the Prophet, there were also hypocrites who used this as a cover for their conspiracies against Islam and to express their closeness to the Noble Prophet. And so this led to the Quran to have to discuss this issue in the way seen in these verses. Now, in these verses, Allah reminds us about those people who made friends with a group of people who had indeed earned the wrath of Allah. This group, who are referred to as maghlubi alayhim, those upon whom His wrath is upon, is apparently a reference to the Jews, just as we read in the Quran, which is seen in verse number 60 of Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah says, "Say, shall I tell you of a case the worst of all for recompense with Allah? Those whom Allah has cursed," meaning excluded from His mercy, "and whom He has utterly condemned, and some of whom He turned into apes and swine, and servants of false powers who institute patterns of rule in defiance of Allah. They are worse situated and further away from the right, even way." Now in the verse under review, Allah goes on to mention that they are neither of you, O believers, nor of the others whom they take for confidence and guardians. Indeed, neither are these people your helpers in times of difficulty and in distress, nor are they close friends. Rather, these hypocrites are those who change their face daily and at every moment an event which transpires. At the end of the verse, under review, Allah clearly tells us that in regards to such people, they swear to a lie that they are of you, while they know it to be a lie. Indeed, it is the way of the hypocrites, as they constantly resort to making false oaths to cover up their ugly and hated facade, while their actions are actually the best representation of who they truly are. We will continue in our next discussion with the commentary of verse number 15.